We read now a story from the Gospel of Mark, and one of the things you'll note as we read from the Gospel of Mark is that there's a sense of urgency in everything. So over the coming weeks, you'll hear the words immediately fairly often. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Through these words, God's voice is heard. Let's pray. Gracious God, you call us in many ways, and one of the ways you call us is to rest in the peace of your love. But so easily we become restless, O God, and we choose to follow our own ways and our own will. Call us always back to you to find refuge, to find strength, and to find courage to be your people. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. When I began to work on this sermon, I realized something about myself. I'm special. Well, ministers are special. We're kind of unique. We don't do anything. We don't make any big decisions in life unless we feel a call. Every profession, I'm sure, has tests that you have to pass to get a job, mostly based on proficiency, I would think. With the ministry, along with your academic credentials and a multitude of other things, which used to actually include a psychological evaluation, which I passed, by the way. Something we had to be able to articulate right from the beginning of the interview process was our sense of call. Along with my own experience as a student minister, I also worked on the presbytery committee responsible for screening and supporting ministers for many years. So I have heard a lot of variations on the theme of call. I actually had a variety of answers I wanted to try out on my committee as well. Teachers College was full that year, so I had to do something else. Or my dad wouldn't let me walk away with one degree, so I needed to choose something else to keep him happy. Or I just wanted to move to Toronto. Or I want job security and I want to make a lot of money. It was always tempting, actually, to feed them some of those answers, because the truth was, all of those things were part of my sense of call. Well, except for the money, maybe. It didn't just come to me in one dramatic smack on the side of the head. It was a growing awareness of what God wanted me and expected me to do with my life. It was that persistent call, that constant nudge that I kept hearing, feeling every time I tried to point myself in a different direction. And it started way back when I was just 2 years old. My dad was a student minister, and I used to tag along on pastoral visits and sometimes be alone with him at the church. sometimes at the end of a funeral visitation. And I would watch him, along with the funeral director, very carefully and respectfully close the casket for the evening. And it all seemed so beautiful and so soulful to me. It was a call that continued through my high school years when, aside from the occasional little slip like I told you about last Sunday, I mostly just wanted to hang out at church, offering to preach during my dad's vacation when I was only 16, because I loved it all. I loved church, I loved worship, I loved youth group, I loved preaching, and despite the times I tried to ignore it, run from it, fight it, that persistent voice kept telling me, this is it. So after all of those years of sorting out my own sense of call and of interviewing students, I think it would only be fair if everyone who professes in any way to be a follower of Jesus Christ had to articulate how and when they heard or felt that call. I mean that, actually. I'd love to do it to you this morning, but I won't put you on the spot. But think about it. If all of us call ourselves followers of the will and the way, then it means we must also have heard a call, and we also must in some way have made a decision at some point in our life to follow that call. Now, I've heard some of you articulate your call, although you might not have named it that. I've heard some of you say you felt it was important for your children to be exposed to the faith. You wanted to support your parents as they aged and they weren't as able to participate in the life of the church anymore. You saw a habitat build or a refugee family as a way to make a significant difference in your life and in the world. You feel the importance of visiting those who can't get out to church often to remind them that the church remembers and cares for them. You sing in the choir, not because of the money or the fame or the glory, but because it's your way of expressing your faith. And you love the sermons. You know, the choir's always complaining they want to see my face when I'm preaching. Having them behind me makes me really nervous. I think I should have a monitor where I can see what they're doing back there. We all receive our call to faith and to faithful living in different ways, but the reality is that one of the ways that we come to know God best in our lives is by listening for those calls that might seem to come from the nominating committee, harassing us once again to serve, but they're really just God in disguise. Modern-day prophets whom God has sent out there to pound the pavement for him and for the good of his church. And one of the most important things, actually, that you need to remember about calls is that your immediate answer might not be yes. We have only to think of how many times we heard about God calling Samuel in the story this morning, or to think about Jonah and a multitude of others who heard the call, who thought to themselves, take a leap, God, because I'm not doing that, ran off in the other direction, but then in the end did what God had asked of them. I've had a few of those experiences in my own ministry as well, and I especially remember the call that brought me back to Toronto from Montreal. Now, I know many of you have spent time in Montreal, so you may understand me when I say I never saw myself leaving that province that had become home, where three of our children were born, and where we loved the amazing cultural diversity. But the call came, and I dug in my heels. I said, I'm not going. Jim answered the call and moved to Toronto. I stayed in Quebec. The children missed their father. I loved my church in Quebec, and I was not moving. But the call did not go away. It persisted. And so I followed, and I experienced three of the hardest years of my life and my ministry, but I never doubted that I had answered a genuine call. A call of God to move me out of comfort, to learn new things, to be challenged, and to challenge others in new ways. So I'm pretty serious about this whole call thing, not just for me, but for all of you. I'm here at St. John's because I felt called, and I continue to feel called. I envision great things for this church in the future, but it's going to take every one of us, every single one of us, and a lot of others who try to be sneaky and stay just out of our line of vision so they won't get snaked. I want all of us to consider very carefully how we will be attentive to the call, how we will engage and struggle with invitations that we might rather turn down, how we will consider and reconsider and reconsider God's call in whatever form it might come to us. You know, a handful of us can't do much, but a few hundred people dedicated to doing God's work of compassion, of justice, of forgiveness, and of love on behalf of this congregation can indeed plant seeds of love and hope, not just here within these walls, but in our community and even throughout the world. So please listen carefully for the call. Consider the call prayerfully, and then engage that call with enthusiasm and with confidence.